The AFL-CIO brought seven workers from China, Central America, and the U.S. to New York to speak at what they called a Working Families Economic Forum. These men and women met in an auditorium just several blocks from the exclusive Waldorf Astoria Hotel, where powerful business executives and politicians are meeting this week. They told their stories of sweatshop labor conditions, anti-union campaigns, and devastating plant closings. Collectively, they painted a dark picture of corporate-led globalization and free trade policies advocated by many who are gathering at the World Economic Forum. Sofia Sazo, a garment worker who made clothes for The Gap in Guatemala, recounted through a translator the harsh conditions at the plant, which motivated her to organize a union.
When we came into work in the morning, they searched us, and the search was even harder, even more thorough when we left. It was humiliating. They touched us all over our bodies. But one has to work. And that's why I'm here today, to help my compañeras, my fellow workers, have a dignified work and to remember that all of us are human beings.
Agnes Wong, a laid-off sewing machine operator in New York's Chinatown for 20 years, spoke of the exploitation of immigrants here at home.
Usually the people at this workshop, the people is immigrant to this country is undocumented. They don't know nothing about this country. They don't know about unions. And they just scare. They just keep working, even they cannot make $2 an hour. Sometimes we want to organize them, but the factory, non-union factory, they will not open the door for us. So it is very difficult to push them to join the union.
Ross Scheffler is a member of the United Steelworkers Union who was recently laid off at an LTV steel plant in Cleveland, Ohio. He marched at the 1999 Anti-World Trade Organization protests in Seattle and was blunt about what he thought of corporate executives who move American jobs overseas in search of low wages and higher profits.
Some of our corporate leaders would rather leave this country, go to a different country, exploit that workforce because they don't have to spend that extra money. I think it's a shame. I think it's a crime. I think some of these CEOs should be in jail.
Before more than 500 union supporters picketed the nearby Fifth Avenue Gap store for the use of overseas sweatshop labor, AFL-CIO President John Sweeney told his audience why the labor movement had come to protest the policies advocated by business leaders at the World Economic Forum.
The global economy does not work for working people. And that is why we are here in New York, to challenge Enron economics at home and abroad. We have to change the rules that were made by and for corporations, and it will be no easy or short-term task. So we are here to strengthen and deepen the spirit and solidarity that were born in Seattle and change the direction of the debate over globalization. We are here to up the ante in the fight to include workers' rights and human rights and a livable environment in every trade agreement, and to make them a part of the fiber of every world financial institution. We're here to bring pressure on governments in the United States and around the world to make new rules and to enforce those rules. We're also here, and we'll be in the streets this afternoon, to speak truth to power and to move our message. And we do it through nonviolent confrontation, using the collective strength of our bodies in peaceful protest to gain the respect it takes to lift our movement over mountains of disrespect.
While the AFL's Sweeney speaks on two panels inside the World Economic Forum this week, thousands of labor, environmental, and student activists are planning to protest outside the elite gathering tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Union Federation's Vice President, Linda Chavez Thompson, is leading a delegation to the Alternative World Social Forum in Porto Alegre, Brazil. For Free Speech Radio News, this is Scott Harris in New York City.